From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Nate Downs from Cornstalk Theater. He's directing Company, the final show of the summer season. It opens tonight and continues through August 31st. Nate, so good to see you again.
Hello again.
Now, Cindy Hoy earlier in the season described Company as every actor's favorite musical. Do you think that's a fair statement? And did you see that in auditions?
It's an actor's musical for sure. Mm-hmm. I did see that in many of the auditions. I don't know if it would be everyone's favorite, but it's Sondheim, so it's certainly one of my favorites. And that's all that matters, isn't it? Not really. I'm kidding. But it's a great show. It is. It is a musical person's show.
And I know you're a big fan of musicals. Is this one that you were already a fan of? Is it something you were looking forward to getting a chance to direct?
Oh, very much so. Any show that Sondheim has, who is the lyricist and composer of this, has done is on my list of my bucket list of shows that I want to direct. It's my second Sondheim show that I've gotten to do, and it was high up on my list. It really is one of the three Sondheim shows left that I wanted to direct. So I jumped at the chance when they said, "Are you interested?" I said, "Yes," without even batting an eyelash.
Well, just like there are strong Lerner and Lowe fans and Rodgers and Hammerstein fans, you really are a big Sondheim fan. And talk a little bit about what it is about his lyrics and music that grab you.
He is incredibly intelligent in his writing. His musical styles vary from show to show. This one is a little more of your traditional Broadway musical where you can walk out of the theater and sing along to the songs. They'll be stuck in your head. Whereas things like Sweeney Todd or A Little Night Music or Assassins, things like that, where it's a more narrative approach to storytelling and music, the numbers somewhat stand alone because of the structure of the show itself as well.
And any comparisons between directing this and Sweeney Todd? Because that was a fantastic Sondheim show that you directed.
I would say a good comparison between the two has been that they're both dark material in a way, cynical in a way. Whereas Sweeney Todd looked at the theme of love through the eyes of a father and his daughter, husband and wife. This is looking at marriage through the eyes of a single 35-year-old man and his relationship with married couples and his girlfriends. So you kind of get a very wide spectrum of what is marriage, what is being single, what is love from all these different viewpoints. And most of them are a little bit cynical, a little bit dark, a little tongue-in-cheek, which is really fun.
But that's also one of the things that makes this show work, is that you've got each of these characters. In addition to Bobby, you have the girlfriends, you have all of the married couples, and all of these are very distinct characters. They've all got a point of view, and they all have something to do. I think that may be part of why people like this show so much, particularly actor-singers.
It's very meaty for actor-singers with these characters, and one of the very interesting aspects is that you know nothing about these characters except from their vignettes. We don't know how they met, how they know Bobby outside of this scene that you're looking at, how long the couples have been together, if they're incredibly happy or if this is just a show that we're seeing. And so you, as an actor slash director as well, get to have fun and formulate these characters a little bit and create these personalities from the book that has been written and then the music as well, to kind of infuse them however you kind of want to twist them in a way.
Do you have any favorite songs or songs that you expect will be the crowd pleasers?
Sherry Beaver has the 11 o'clock number with Ladies Who Lunch. So that's kind of one of the iconic songs from the show that Eileen Stritch sang in the original production on Broadway. So that one will definitely bring the house down. Personally, one of my favorites is Drive a Person Crazy, which is sung by the three girlfriends. That was a favorite in college that we used to sing, maybe not to the greatest pleasure of those around us at establishments, but would have a good time belting that one out. Being Alive, Not Getting Married Today. There's just wonderful, wonderful songs in this show, that and everyone has their own moment to shine as well while they're singing, which is a lot of fun.
This piece is set in New York in the 1970s, and sometimes I've seen productions that feel very much of that place and of that era. Do you think that it's something that translates to a in a different community a generation further on?
I do. We have taken the show and placed it somewhat in a timeless area. It has stood the test of time. It's not incredibly dated. There are a few points where myself or other cast members have said, what does that lyric mean? But for the most part, it has stood the test of time. So we've put it with one foot in the 70s and one foot in the hipster culture of today, which has been a lot of fun, both costume-wise, vibe-wise, and then setting-wise as well. It's still New York City, but it's a very abstract set of the island of Manhattan that we've created, which is fun. So it plays to your sophisticated audiences in a big city, and yet it still translates heart and soul to your smaller towns because of the central message of what is love, what is marriage, what is a relationship.
And talk a little bit about your lead. Isn't your lead from a bigger city?
Well, he's from Peoria, but he left us about 10 years ago to pursue a career as an actor in New York City. And he comes back every once in a while to teach in the summer months at the Peoria Ballet. He came back this summer. He knew we were doing the show, so he came out and auditioned for it. He extended his time in Peoria by a few weeks to allow him to stay and do the show. And it's one of his dream roles. So he is having a blast, and it shows on stage. And he's fantastic. So his name's Todd Michael Cook, and he has done a little bit in town before he left. So you might have remembered him as a much younger individual. Now he's all grown up, and he's a tap dancer as well. So we've definitely had a little bit of fun with that as well.
Now, as a director, you obviously spend months inside this production thinking about it and developing your vision for it and how you see the scenes and everything unfolding. And then on opening night, of course, it all happens. Now, as you get closer to that performance, have you had a moment where you're watching a rehearsal and it suddenly dawns on you, this is really going to happen.
This
I'm putting
happening.
This on stage. This will happen in next week, tomorrow night.
Thursday was one of those days for me when I literally emailed one of my best friends and said, this is happening. This is real. They've been ready for an audience for a while. So opening night needs to happen because they are ready. It's exciting, you know, because it's lived in your head. It's just stated in your head for a year. And to see it come alive, that final piece is that live audience. That's what you always need that's the icing on the cake. And we're ready. We're excited and we're pumped.
We've been talking with Nate Downs about Cornstalk Theater's production of Company. It opens tonight and continues through next Saturday. Nate, break a leg.
Thank you.
Nathan, the iconic Aaron Fesch takes place this weekend along the Peoria Riverfront, and the theme is The Pipes Are Calling, so let the pipes call you downtown to experience both international and local Irish bands with lots of high energy and tons of crowd appeal. We'll have perfect weather, so come on down for a neat weekend.
And if you were with us for Peoria Public Radio's concert at Glen Oak Park last weekend, you may remember accordionist Willana Vogel. Tomorrow night, she and the Nostalgics are headlining a big band performance with music and dancing. It starts at 7 o'clock at the Fond du Lac Park District Administration Building on Veterans Drive in East Peoria. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.